Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. Today is an interesting one. I want to talk about what you need to know about getting ahead. And so a lot of the times we look at people around us, maybe people who are not in our lives, who are just really successful, who seem to, you know, be really lucky, who seem to have things working out always for them. And we wonder, like, what are they doing that I'm not? Or is there some sort of like secret insight into their mindset that allows everything always to somehow seem to be moving positively for them? They don't seem to have failures, or even if they do meet downtimes, they seem to bounce back really fast. Opportunities seem to come to them all the time. And what is it really about their mindset, about their psyche, that we can really get out of it in order to move forward positively ourselves as well, thereby compounding and in turn helping us get ahead relative to everyone else, right? And so very, very curiously enough, I actually got inspiration for today's episode from a recent talk that I did at the Singapore Management University, better known in Singapore as SMU. It's one of the top universities here in Singapore and in Asia. And, you know, I just went there and had the pleasure of being a guest speaker, and really talked about how to get students, university and college students, to be ready for the marketplace and not to just live in theory and hit knowledge, but also what sort of skill sets and what sort of mindset do you need to really embody, be aware of, and encompass in order for you to get ahead of the market. And you know, as life turns out, interestingly enough, I found myself walking away with so much inspiration from this freshman university students, and that really brought me to a point where I really reflected and I wanted to share some of my key takeaways and insights with you guys in this episode as well. So, you know, I was supposed to speak to the Singapore Management University students on how to start leveraging the resources they have, being proactive to create market readiness. But I found later that I was the one who actually walked away with many poignant reminders that we often too readily forget. And so I've kind of split my takeaways from my reflection from the event into three parts, and I would love to share them with you guys as well. And so from me to you, what I learned from people over a decade younger about getting ahead in life that I think it's still hyper relevant to our world today, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, that sometimes might slip our minds. And you know, in the whole rush to get ahead, in the whole convoluted mess of trying to run a business, sometimes we forget to go back to basics, right? And so if this is a position you find yourself in, you might find today's episode really, really interesting, with some really useful reminders for you as well. So the first thing that I want to say is always ask questions. Yes, always ask questions. It sounds really elementary and basic, but I think this is something that we kind of stop doing as we mature, as we become quote unquote adults, or as we think we're getting somewhere, right? Like, we stop asking questions sometimes because we think we know it all, or we are afraid to ask questions because we are kind of afraid of the risk of sounding stupid or the risk of sounding silly. And I think this is something that is so underrated, that students do all the time, that kids do all the time, that actually makes them smarter. And if you realize, like, children grow at such an exponential rate, like, you know, a kid who literally can't spell, don't know any alphabets, that can go to forming like a full sentence and having a full conversation in just like 1 or 2 years. We don't have that kind of quantum leap anymore in adulthood. And I think a lot of this is because we stop asking people when we don't know how to do something. We stop asking people when we have a question about something. We stop, you know, seeking help when we actually need it. And that prevents us from moving forward. That prevents us from actually getting better. And so I think this first point of always asking questions, even at the risk of sounding stupid, it's really, really smart, actually, rather than stupid or silly, because you will only get smarter with new information. Like, asking questions about something that you don't know, seeking clarification on something that you're confused about, asking for help in something where you're kind of stuck can help you actually get more information, get smarter, and actually get unstuck. It actually makes you better, smarter, and more informed, and allows you to move forward. And so if you think about it, the people who think that they seem smarter by never improving themselves, you know, never acquiring new skills, never seeking growth of their own knowledge, they will be the stupid ones. Like, they will be the silly ones. They will be the dumb ones in the long run. And the most beautiful part of it all is, like, as you focus on yourself and not what other people think of you, and focus solely on your lane and focus on compounding your own skill set, your own mindset, your own knowledge gaps, seek to fill them. And as you focus exclusively on how can I increase my own capability, how can I fix the things that I don't know, fix the things that I'm bad at, get help at the areas where I need help, you will actually be winning. And those who think that, oh, because I want to look smart right now, I'm not going to ask for help, they just stay stuck. Because they're not asking for help, they can't get over the obstacle. Because they're not willing to ask someone, you know, hey, I don't understand this. They will actually never understand it. And because of that, you will have competitive leverage over your competitors who are not willing to ask questions, who are not willing to seek help, right? So I think that's like a really, really important first point. Always ask questions, yes, even at the risk of potentially sounding silly, because it's not silly, it is in fact very smart. So that's my first point. My second point has to do with, if you speak up, people will notice you. It sounds, again, very basic, very elementary, but the reason why this came to me after that talk at Singapore Management University is also because out of a room of like maybe 50 to 60 students, like freshman university students, I remember when I was giving my talk on marketplace readiness and how they can prepare themselves, you know, there will be like every 5 to 10 minutes after I finish a point, I also open up the floor for a Q&A to make sure that, you know, if there's any burning questions on your minds or if they have something that's like relevant to their lives now, they also have an opportunity to get those questions answered. And there was like this one particular student who, you know, when I'm like, does anyone have any questions? The room fell silent. And, you know, for those of you who live in Asia or have grown up in Asia or work in Asia, you will know that it's actually quite a common thing. I don't know if it's necessarily an Asian thing. I think it's just a general thing. People don't like to necessarily draw attention to themselves unnecessarily sometimes. And so when I asked, hey, you know, do any of you have questions on how to prepare yourself for marketplace readiness? I remember this one guy. I'm not going to reveal his name here, but he was a freshman and he always like stood up with a question and raised his hand. And he asked really good and thoughtful questions too. It wasn't just like, oh, what do you mean by XXX? It was like a really well thought out question on, you know, if he wanted to get an internship, how should he go about this? How could he go about differentiating himself? And I gave him really good answers. But not only did he have, you know, answers to his initial question, which makes him smarter and better at the same time, the other interesting thing that happened was that all the other, you know, 50 plus students in a room looked at him when he stood up, listened to his question when he stood up and asked his question, and guess who they are going to go to later on in the program and later on in your freshman year when they want to collaborate with someone on a key project? It's him. Like, and the thing is, like, if you speak up, people will notice you. And when people notice you and you bring forward something good to the table, you then have a shot at making them buy into you. And if you do not speak up, you could literally be right in front of the person that could give you an opportunity. You could literally be right in front of someone who you could have a very meaningful collaboration with. But because you do not speak up, like, people can't read your mind. They're not obligated to, like, make you the center of their universe, right? So if you don't speak up, people will not notice you, even if they are literally the perfect client for you. They're literally the perfect collaborator, investor for you. If you don't speak up, they will not notice you. And because they don't notice you and they don't even know you exist, you don't have a shot at making them buy into you at all. Right? And of course, this is not to say that every single time you speak up, it's going to be a fabulous, great, perfect situation, right? Obviously, if you speak up and you say something really thoughtless or something really offensive, people are not going to like you, right? So, but the fact still stands that if you speak up, people notice you, and then you have a shot at making them buy into you. If you don't speak up, people won't notice you, and then you won't have a shot at making them buy into you. And obviously, whether or not they like you is a different thing, and it really depends on the value and what you bring to the table. However, if people are not even aware that you exist, it does not actually matter how good you are. And I know this is something that no one likes to hear, but the truth is this: you can have, like, literally the best service, the best quality product, the most research, the most well thought out offer. But if people are not even aware that you and your business exist, it does not matter, because you will never sell anything if people don't even know that you exist, right? And this is something that I often tell my private one-to-one consulting clients as they scale up their thought leadership and as they scale up their business. It's like, attention is key and visibility is key. And whether you like it or not, that is just the world that we live in today. And so if you are not where the people are, and by people, I mean your target audience, your ideal clients, your ideal customers, right? If you are not where people are, AKA everyone is shopping online now, for example. Everyone is doing their research online, from something as small as a household soap to something as big as a multi-million dollar property. Guess where people are going to start their search for this? They are going online. And so no matter what you're selling, what product, what service, what offer you're selling, if you are not online, but everyone else is, and most importantly, your dream clients and your dream customers, they are all online, but you're not there. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know that you're not going to make that many sales, right? Or even if you're doing well and you're, you know, operating your business very healthily based on a referral basis, yeah, that's great for you. But imagine how much market share you're losing out on simply by not being willing and not being open to showing up and speaking up where people actually are, where your ideal clients actually are. And this is something that, you know, like I said, I tell my private one-on-one clients a lot. And this is why it's so important to make sure that your thought leadership, your brand is out there. That if you are in fact different and better, that people actually know. And that, you know, when you speak up in a tasteful way, right? Not in a salesy way. And all these nuances are things that I work with my private clients on as well. But back to my point, if you speak up, people will notice you, and then you have a shot at making people buy into you. So if you're not showing up, if you're not speaking up, I think it's really something to start thinking about, especially if your P&L, your revenue and profits are not reflecting something that you're happy with, right? Instead of blaming the environment or the economy or whatever, like, start asking yourself, am I showing up and speaking up as much as I could? So I think that's something that is a really useful piece that I wanted to share with you as well, inspired by a student after this talk. Now, my third point is that when there is someone smarter in the room, who is where you want to be proactive and go up and talk to them. I'll repeat this one again because it's such a gem and it's so underutilized. And you know, when I realize this for myself, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I should do this way more, right? When there is someone smarter in the room who is where you want to be proactive, you want to go up to them, you want to talk to them. Why? Because you will learn so much more from this than going for a conference or reading a book. Like, even if you are junior, even if you are, you know, the most junior person in the room, imagine you are the intern. If your CEO is in the room for a quarterly meeting and you are genuinely curious about the industry, you're genuinely curious about what the company does, you are genuinely curious about how to get ahead in this market, right? Go up to them in the break and ask them a thoughtful question. And honestly, most of the time, you would be pleasantly surprised by how willing they are to share. And also, not only that, you bet you'll be the number one intern on your radar. Like, in the future, if you ever want to come back to the firm, right, for a full-time gig or a full-time role, you might be the only intern in the past like 2 years that had even approached them, asked a thoughtful question out of your own proactiveness, and it's memorable for the CEO as well, right? So there's so much value that you can get out of just being willing to take the first step, being willing to be the first one to extend a hand, being willing to be the first one to start a conversation, being willing to be the first one to be proactive and to make the first move, especially when you are fully 100% aware that there is someone that you want to start a conversation with. And it's like, what do you have to lose? Your pride, your reputation, especially when you are the most junior person, especially when you're surrounded by like 9-figure business owners or billionaires. If you are like someone at a 6-figure level, you have no reputation to lose, okay? Like, sorry to break it to you, but like, you have no brand, you have no reputation to even lose. You're literally the smallest person in the room. And as much as you don't want to hear this, nobody cares. So humble yourself down. And when there is someone that you are in close proximity with, especially physically in the same room, where you have so many burning questions, go up to them, make the first move. And I promise you, there will be ROI. You will get better at speaking skills. You will get better at people skills. You will leave a better first impression. And most importantly, when you make this a habit, you are going to be so much smarter, so much more knowledgeable. Your network is going to expand so much. There's just going to be endless ROI from this. And so this is something that you definitely want to bring in with you. And I would even say to make a habit. Right? So these are the 3 things. Just to reiterate the key takeaways from this one, it's 1, always ask questions, even at the risk of sounding quote-unquote silly, because it doesn't actually make you sillier, it makes you way smarter. 2, if you speak up, people will notice you, and then you have a shot at actually making them buy into you. The reverse is also true. If you don't speak up, people won't notice you, and you don't have a shot, even if the perfect person is right in front of you. And 3, when there is someone smart in the room that you want to reach, be proactive and go up to them, make the first move, talk to them, and you will be pleasantly surprised by how much you have to gain, even some things that you might not even expect to have gained. Just a funny story. Like, as I was reflecting on this episode and some of these key takeaways, I realized, you know what, as someone who never went to school for the first 18 years of my life, those of you who are new to my story, to my brand, or just found me, you might not know this, but for the first 18 years of my life, I was like homeschooled. So it's quite freestyled, I would say. There was no like formal curriculum, never went to school. Eventually, at about 18 years old, I eventually did do 4 years of formal education, which is university. I did this at the National University of Singapore, the top university, one of the top universities in Asia, and also in UC Berkeley in California. And as I was reflecting on this, I just found it a little ironic how someone who never went to school for 18 years ended up finding myself as a speaker in one of the top universities in Singapore. So that is pretty wild, and life does take you funny places. But you know what? I'm loving the ride. And so I'm leaving you guys here in today's episode. Hopefully you gained something from it. You guys know that I always like hearing from you. So if you got a few gems, post it on your stories and tag me. I would love to know that you guys are actually taking practical insights away from this Let's Kill It podcast episodes. Because I do put a lot of thought and time thinking into what can best value add to you guys as well. As a parting note, I would love to know, what else have you learned from someone that is much younger than you? Like a life lesson, right, that I shared with you guys that has actually turned out to be so important for you in work and business today. If you have any interesting insights, be sure to drop me a DM, share it on your stories and tag me, or leave a comment here. If not, I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. And I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.